from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
What's the matter? A little extra cheese in the taco?
Me, myself, and Irene. Remember that scene in the grocery store? And she's like, can I go ahead of you? And he's like, yeah, go, sure, go ahead. And she had a whole cart, like two carts and all of her kids. He's like, wait a second, I had to put one thing to get. And he freaks out. Oh, I love that movie. Speaking, going back to Cheese Lady, I guess our director looked her up, see what she looked like. Because I was like, Amelia Dalbero, she is now the gold medal cheesemonger. There she is. I mean, yeah, she's not what I expected. She's young, for one. I'd expected some old lady
who's
been like, you know, eating cheese her whole life. But but no, there she is.
Cute.
We got to get her in on like National Cheese Day where we can celebrate all of Amelia's accomplishments and Heidi's sense of humor.
Oh, my God. Perfect. I am
both
the show's cheesemonger.
Both are dripping with cheese.
Yeah.
It is the 7th of October, and birthdays today. Honorable mention, just because I don't know if we can get this guy on. Russian President Vladimir Putin turned 73 today. If you want to get him a gift, he's registered at Bed Bath in Ukraine. You know, I would make a joke about him getting old, but I don't want to be thrown out a window. Or, sorry, I don't want to fall out of a window.
Fall out of a window.
Just accidentally fall.
Just oopsie, butter feet.
Oops. Butter feet.
I just always slipping over there. Oops.
All right, so I do have some names to choose from here on the birthday list for October 7th. I didn't put this guy in. I thought he might be a friend of the show. But has Tico Torres been on our show? The drummer from Bon Jovi?
I don't think so.
Really? Okay. I don't know why I would even think that. Like, such an odd stretch to go, I think Tico Torres has been on the show.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is he dead or alive?
He's alive.
Frank Kramer.
That's birthday.
I know. It's his birthday. Wanted dead or alive.
I'm with you. I saw what you did there.
Uh-huh. He's a sculptor. Did you know that?
Cheese sculptor, actually.
But then again, no.
Is he really?
You know what he sculpts is golfers' grips. Like, it's the hands of, like, famous golfers like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and stuff like that. And it's just their hands and how they grip.
Wait, if you get
club.
That golf club wrong, that looks real dirty, that sculpture.
Yeah, he makes like, what? Arnold Palmer handy sleeves. Takes the golf club out, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Multi-talented, apparently.
All right, the names we have to choose from. You want to go oldest, middle, or youngest kid?
Middle.
Going middle child today. Turning 58 years old, and I seem to think that we've tried to reach out to her before. Toni Braxton.
Oh.
Turning 58. Unbreak my heart, Toni Braxton.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Gore.
Great song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd have gone to high school with her. Well, you would have. You'd have gone to high school with her. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, she'd have been a junior when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears.
Yeah. Toni Braxton. So he broke her heart. He looks back at Toni Braxton and thinks that's the one that got away.
Unbreak it. Come on, take me back.
Because yeah, it's probably the one that got away. Either you broke up mutually, like just different roads, different paths, and that's the only reason you broke up. Or you broke up with somebody and broke their heart, and looking back, you're like, why did I do that? I made the wrong decision. Like, you can't be broken up with and think that's the person that got away. No, they left you. The one that got away is not somebody who dumped you. Mm-hmm. They got away.
Mm-hmm. Right, it can only work if
unless you effed up so bad and that's the reason for the dumping. Like, I know what, I shouldn't have cheated on you. I'm sorry. If I'd have never cheated, you'd still be, and you left me, and now you're happy and got kids.
That could have been me.
Could have been me, but
that's the Billy Ray Cyrus song. That could have been me standing next to you.
But I went to a strip club and I didn't say no. I said yes.
Yes.
I should have said no, like Frank told me, just to turn him down. I didn't.
Yeah. No, you left me and you.
Okay, I guess then.
If you effed up,
one that got away. Yeah. Do you have that person? The one that got away? Because I think that's also like what day it is, the one that got away day. Just to make you think about it. So round table real quick, so while we play Toni Braxton in the background, Unbreak Our Hearts. Who's the one that got away, Heidi?
I am the one that got away.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Anyone who says that's a total asshole. I am sorry.
Guilty.
Yeah. You can never point the finger at me and claim butthole over here.
Have I ever?
Every day of your career.
Well, it takes one to know one, you see. I recognize you. I've got asshole dar.
My asshole finally rubbed off on you.
You've been trying for a year.
Yeah.
It's working.
I finally left a skid on you.
You've really left your mark.
Yeah. No.
There's a little dingle off the old block.
Look at you guys on a streak.
All right, for people who are serious, Johnny,
you can skip me. Honestly, okay, so you have had to have dated this person, I guess, right?
Well, basically, going back to Heidi real quick, for her to say herself means that you believe that nobody would want you back. Like, there's nobody who is the one that got away, like, that you missed out on anything. It's like everybody was a mistake.
No, I don't think a mistake. No, not at all. They served a purpose for a time in my life.
So they're all ones that got away. That's why you are the ultimate one that got away, because otherwise you'd be having a wonderful relationship with whoever you'd ended up with.
You're confusing me with your wording.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
You're saying that
I don't look
you're
back
the
and
one
go,
that got away, meaning you should have been the one. For all of them. You've had multiple people. If you got to choose one, the one that got away is like maybe you could have seen a future with them in another reality. If you didn't make certain decisions,
then okay.
You saying you're the one that got away means you'd have had a wonderful life with every single one of them. And I don't.
I can make it work with anybody. I can make it work with anybody. Fortunate for you.
And I don't believe that at all. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Lucky for you.
I mean, unless we're all gluttons for
punishment. If you effed this up somehow, and somehow I moved on and did something else, you wouldn't think, "Damn it, I've got to let her get away."
No, because I'm the type that'll make you leave on your own.
Yeah, well, you've been trying.
And it'll be your decision. It won't be mine. You know, I'll be like, if Heidi's ever not here, it's like, that's because she said
done. You just didn't realize how tough I am. Yeah. I'm still standing in that boxing ring.
I was like,
that guy, he's killing you, Heidi. He's killing you.
Cut me. She's just standing up in a corner. Just
taking it. He'll have to kill me.
Throw in the towel. If she dies, she dies.
I must break you.
No, we've had a long run. To say that at this point, the one that got away. I mean, I don't think anyone who's been married for 20, 25, over, you know, like your mom would never look back at your dad and go, we divorced after 47 years. He's the one that got away. No, right, I mean, they were together. You know what
it
I mean?
It has to be a moment in time. Yeah. You're like, damn it. Had I just been more mature, had we, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
So, Johnny, we're left off with you. Do you have her?
I'm trying to think. I'm really, like, any of my ex-girlfriends, no. I don't think they're the ones that got away.
You were just a poor picker? Like, you never picked one that was halfway decent?
No, there was one girl who really, we were in high school together. And, you know, she was really hot in high school. And she was dating, he was a ginger. And everybody was wondering why she was with him, and nobody could really figure it out. And then you realize that maybe she just likes plain, ugly-looking dudes, and she really liked me. And
did she like you?
She did. She really liked me in high school. And then I found out later on after we all graduated.
Blind. Why is she dating that ugly ginger?
Yeah, I found out she
felt good-looking.
She really wanted to date me, and I just wasn't interested at the time. I was playing the game,
and we had hooked up one time.
What's that mean to you, though? What's that mean to you?
Fully hooked up?
No.
No.
I knew it.
Not fully.
Like made out. Like made out.
More than that.
Okay.
Well, what's
Oh.
Yeah.
You on her?
On me. And her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it was both.
Nice. And, wow.
And you dropped her off?
No, she got picked up. I'm not driving anywhere.
So basically...
He was spent, Frank.
It was oral interruptions because like you heard the doorbell ring and
you said they were at a bar.
No. We were just we went back to my place and she just said I'm not gonna do this on the first night,
but I'll do this.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I won't do that.
I guess I remember those days.
Of
I guess trying to look like you're a good girl.
Uh huh. And she honestly, she was, and I think whoever she married probably is a very happy man, and you could tell that you know she.
But you knew after that night you didn't want another one.
I didn't know. I just for whatever reason it was. I just didn't want to go back to it. But I do think if we had gotten together, maybe things would be different, a lot different.
If you would have had sex with her that night,
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We could've, I got a tiny prick for you to suck on.
No, hey.
That was cactuses.
It was a cactus.
At the time.
God, out of context, though. It's horrible.
Very bad. It's a filthy show.
All right. JD, you got the one that got away, or you ended up with the one you were supposed to be with?
Wait, that end of that question wasn't asked to me and Heidi. Or are you with the one that you want to be with?
Talking to you two, it didn't get anywhere. So I added to the question.
I said somebody. Heidi didn't.
You did, but you were never really with that person. You got oral once from at a bar.
Okay. I mean, I knew her for a very long time.
Like,
we went to high school together. I knew her for years.
She was the one.
She really wanted to be with me.
It's like, no, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I think I look back if I really, without my joke answer, apparently. I look back and I had a great relationship with my boyfriend Joe, my one and only boyfriend.
Oh,
now, if I were not gay, and you know, there's a whole, it's hard to play, but
that means you're straight.
I would have had a nice life with him. And he was a great guy. He's a really sweetheart.
And you'd still be going to heaven.
And I'd still be, but who, you know, who wants to go there with all those boring people? I'll see you in hell.
Probably.
I mean, I'd had a very different life, obviously, but yeah. I think, you know, he's a nice guy. He's got a nice wife now. And
I guess I'm just at that point where you think that, you know, like there was a woman that I was going to ask to marry me. And not the woman that I did ask, my first wife. It was like, you know, if she got away,
Patty.
Great.
Talking about Patty?
Yeah, Patty. I was going to ask her to marry me, and then, you know, and then I didn't ask, but I asked her, I went as far as asking her father for permission to ask his daughter, and I came back into town, and I didn't ask her that weekend. That was supposed to be, and I just, because something was telling me,
must have whatever been a weird
gut
weekend.
Feeling, it was like, I don't know if I'm going to get a yes here, so I'm not even going to ask. Like, it was just, something was different. Mm-hmm. And then I think we maybe stayed together for another month after that long distance, and said, you know what, let's just call it. So it was one of those things where I'd moved away. I moved to Denver. She was still back in Indiana. And I was doing the radio, long distance. Just didn't work out. So that's like there was never any kind of like disdain towards one another. She had her path and I had mine. And they just were not together. So when I look back, that's one that, I don't know, you know, what might have been? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would have happened? Mm-hmm. Not just some rando in junior or high school that gave me oral at a bar.
No, but I mean
that's what I'm saying. The difference is
we had hung out several times
life
before
together.
That.
Yeah. A life.
There were times we were.
Wait a second, Johnny. You had a girlfriend when you met your wife. You never, in a moment, thought that that girl before you, you know, cheated on her with your now wife.
Yeah.
That she was the one.
No.
You were with her for a long time, though.
I was with her for a year and a half.
That's because she beat his ass if he tried to leave.
No, that was the first.
That was a different girl.
Oh, that was a different girl?
That was my first girl.
Abuse you? Yeah. Oh, wow. I wish she was still here.
I could really use her on certain days.
Really. This is the thing, but after every show, you go home and get your ass kicked. That would make me feel better.
Oh, I do.
Verbal, mental ass whipping.
Yeah, it's not physical anymore.
Every day.
His wife has three kids.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like that. They feel like 39% of people, so almost 4 out of 10, have experienced the one that got away. So maybe when I'm asking you, you haven't really experienced. That's why it's a harder question.
Yeah.
The majority, 6 out of 10, don't have that. You've never experienced that.
Yeah.
But
Could have been totally different.
Ryan's asking, do you guys ever get in trouble with your spouses for what you say during the show?
No. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I mean, for Heidi and myself, I think at this point, our ladies are just like, yeah. Yeah. We've been here for this long.
Is that what she said? No, it's fine. Or whatever. Yeah, it's, I guess that's her story.
But in the beginning, you know, there was those moments where it was like...
that wasn't for everybody to know. That was just for us. I'm like, I don't know. The most interesting thing that happened to me that day. I told them about it, you know.
Well, and I mean, if I ask about it, and then, you know, you got to go down that road, and the story happens to be about your wife,
that's
then,
what pays
you know,
these
that's
bills,
what
baby.
Happens.
Yep. Yes, and. Yep. No, you like them gambling chips you put down at Morongo? Well, then deal with it. Yeah. I got to start talking like that.
No ands written on the outside of the door.
And sometimes no leads to yes, Frank, yes. And we're back.
Yes, no leads to yes, and yes means ammo. Mm-hmm. All right. Where'd we leave off? Oh, Tony Braxton.
All right. Happy birthday, Tony.
Oh, my God. We're almost out of time.
Do we want to go with her, or what do we want to do here, fellas?
Tony Braxton. No? All right. No.
Let's just see who else we got.
No.
Let's play the song.
And a no and a no.
No, just let's push it.
Okay, all right. Oldest or youngest?
Youngest.
Dodger outfielder Mookie Betts is turning 33 today. Nice. Mookie.
Happy birthday, Mookie.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we got to get Mookie Betts on.
Yeah, let's get him on the show because I heard that like he just started like taking guitar lessons and he wants to go on stage with Morgan Wallen. That's like his dream.
Really?
Nice. I think he's already learned like a Hootie and the Blowfish song.
Oh.
So we could have him on as like a special guest for Stay or Go since he's now plays guitar and he knows one Hootie song. And then we can have him play it live in here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Come on, Mookie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
I mean, he's
a great birthday present.
Kind of busy right now. But at some point, you know, after
off
you know,
season,
after we're celebrating, the champagne's been pop, then you can come on in.
I like it
on the after the parade, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. Mookie.
All right. So Mookie is the choice we're going with.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now Renee, behave yourself when he's in.
Yeah. Don't be in.
Mookie Betts is here, guys.
Yeah. Be careful.
Like, can I get a picture, please?
Act like a be the no guy at a strip club. I'm good, man. Mookie, yeah, like, you want a picture?
Cool.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You threw back singer of Wild Night, Jack and Diane, Hurts So Good, Small Town, Pink House, John Cougar Mellencamp, turned 74.
That's my Mookie. That's John, yep. Frank, that's our Mookie.
John Cougar Mookie Camp. And, no, we threw him back.
Oh, well, it's probably, you know, Mookie's the best bet for the show and for the station.
Probably be a tough gotta catch John in his mood. Who knows what we're going to get.
He might come in and be like, nah, man.
Four days to National Coming Out Day.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
24 days to Halloween. So get your costume ready for that. Quickly, another birthday news. 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke is going to be turning 100 on December 13th.
Wow.
And during a fan event on Sunday, he joked, quote, "It'd be funny if I didn't make it." I love that guy.
That's hilarious.
It'll be hilarious if I didn't make it.
Yeah,
he says,
so
I brag sometimes about how I made it to 100, and the truth is, if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. That's it. Little joke.
An age-old saying, yeah.
And it's frustrating because I don't know what I did it, you know, what I did right to actually live this long. Other than my wife, I didn't do anything right. And his wife, Arlene, they've been married since 2012, and she's a 54-year-old whippersnapper.
I know.
Yeah. Look at you, Dick.
Dick can pole.
Yeah, that's right.
She's pretty, too.
She is pretty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had Dick Van Dyke on the show, and I almost killed him.
You did. It was scary. He wanted a piggyback ride, and Dick was frail.
Almost broke it in half. Just popped when it hit the wall. All right. The history quiz brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates. If you owe money to the IRS, you can visit them at TRA.com. I do have the Judas Priest, Alice Cooper tickets for October 19th at the Kia Forum. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. But I also have, for that same night at the Hollywood Bowl, B-52s and Devo Cosmic Evolution Tour. Also Ticketmaster.com if you want those tickets. And then Yachtly Crew. That's November 29th at the Peacock Theater. And tickets on sale now at AXS.com. com. So I guess we're let's take a break, come back, and then we'll do the history quiz, and then everybody calls in. It's going to get a question. 818-955-2955. I got six questions for October 7th, all lined up. That's next. Roddy and Frank.
When I was a young boy.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.